Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now, in the post-Christmas period we're in now, many listeners might find their homes filled with vast quantities of new stuff, presents, packaging, biscuit tins, children's toys, and the house, you might feel, is in a dire need of decluttering. And who better to help with this task than Susie Kell, a decluttering coach? She's in studio now. Good morning, Susie.
Good morning.
Around this time of the year, people can look around the house and go, there's a bit of chaos going on, and it can seem like a massive task. So where did they begin?
First of all, I always say, take a deep breath. It's all going to be okay. You know, just because the new year doesn't mean you suddenly take on a new personality and do everything. It's freezing cold and all that. So the first thing I always do with my clients is have a cup of tea. And we have a chat. And we calm down. Then we look around and we take inventory. What actually do we have to do? Maybe that's just gathering it all into one place to start with and then seeing where we go from there.
Okay. You mean a particular room in the house or a corner of the kitchen or somewhere?
It depends. So if you're going
not right, the attic.
Exactly. We're not starting with something that's very, very tough. We might go, all right, let's take a walk around with a little pen and pad and go, all right, we want to do the bedroom, went to the attic, we want to do the kitchen cupboards, we want to do the shed. Then we start putting things in order. There's sometimes a logical order to things, like let's do something easy to start with. Maybe look at the spice cupboard and go, yeah, there have been some spices that have been out of date for 10 years. Let's start there. That's a little bit easier than going through the family albums. So we can start with something that's like, I actually completed something. I finished something to give you the energy to keep going.
So start with the spice rack. Is it something manageable?
Something that might affect your daily life, like your bedside table, the bathroom cabinet, something you know you can finish that you will see and go, yeah, I did that. And it'll give you that fuel to keep going to the next thing.
Okay. And once you decide to start getting rid of stuff, get rid of it to where?
Well, what I often say to people is someone has tried to get rid of the thing that you're trying to get rid of. In my own home, I've had to get rid of an electric organ, you know, giant exercise balls. Things are doable, whether that's Googling or calling around to the charity shop, can they take it, that kind of thing. And there's always an answer. And one thing I often recommend is a website called mywaste.ie. There's a little search engine in there. And if you're not sure which bin it goes in, where it's going to go, it'll tell you where to bring it there.
And will it tell you where your nearest recycling centre is and the like?
It will indeed. There's a lovely map that's interactive and you can see exactly where they are and they have the opening times and all that kind of thing as well, which is great.
All right. Any top tips on, I mean, do charity shops differ in terms of what they can take and what's the kind of, when you're sizing something up as to whether it's fit to go to a charity shop, what are the do's and don'ts there?
Yes, very good question, because sometimes they'll say, actually, we're only a small little outfit, we can take 10 bucks, things like that. So sometimes calling ahead or dropping around to get the lay of the land is a good idea. But there are places that can take more specialised things. Over in the antique quarter, there's Oxfam, there's the NCBI shop, and they'll be able to take things like electronics where they can actually test them. Not everyone can take things like that. They can tell you if there's toys they can take, or they can take the duvet cover but not the duvet. So doing a little bit of homework can be very, very helpful. Just to make sure you're not turned away with lots of things in your arms.
Yeah, and some places will come and take furniture, but they'll want
WhatsApp
photos in advance if that's it. But anyway, furniture,
yes,
that's the big stuff in terms of organising
exactly.
The direct Christmas relevant stuff. Organising a messy area, Lego all over the floor, maybe adults, you know, the drawers have got into a state of disarray over the Christmas as well. Where would you start and what would you do?
Yeah, exactly. Often there's a lot of new things coming in and none of those things have homes. So, right, kids, let's tidy up. Where does it all go? So it might be that you have to clear a bit of space for the new fun stuff. So having the things you're using all the time right at hand. And I often say when you're storing, try and have as least obstacles to putting things away as possible. Whether that's you don't have it zipped in a pouch, locked in a box, put away in the drawer, you have just one stop, I pull the door open, I drop it in, maybe put a little masking tape with the name of it's this Lego set or whatever on it. So it's as easy as possible for everyone around you to get things put away.
Okay. Does there need to be a bit of agreement before you start out on these tasks? Because somebody might decide to tidy up the knives in a cutlery drawer or reorganise the press where the food is kept, and maybe the person who's doing the cooking may not have been consulted, and it all comes apart fairly soon afterwards.
Absolutely. Yeah, there's always an element of cooperation. And I often say, look, if we are only getting rid of the things that we own, we're not decluttering other people without them knowing, that kind of thing. But I often say the gold standard is kind of the cutlery drawer. If you think about that, if I'm storing something, everyone agrees that's where the knives go. The knives don't go there. We're not being able to butter the bread in the morning. So there's a system where we agree where it goes, and we continue to put things back there, because if the spoons go in a strange place, like, what are we going to do? So that's kind of the gold standard of storing things. So think, okay, if it was, this was the cutlery drawer, what would I do? Where, how would I store this? Whether that's putting a little label on so everyone in the house knows, ah, that's actually where that goes back.
Okay. Now, you did mention the photo albums, which is a bit more of a kind of a, an emotional task. So are you talking about putting loose photos into albums, or doing a bit of a cull on the albums themselves?
So it depends on what era of photos we're dealing with here. When it comes to old family albums, it might be that they're kind of falling apart a bit and we need to decide, all right, I'm going to get a new set and put them in. And it's about organising your time to sit through, maybe date them, maybe contact people, but maybe setting a little project aside. You have a box where you go through it a little bit at a time as you go. Whether it's digital photos, there are great apps you can download and you can swipe right and left to say, I want to keep this or not keep this.
Oh, really?
Yeah, or even Google Photos is a fantastic one, where it'll identify duplicates, blurry photos, that kind of thing, because your digital clutter is a whole other thing.
So if you have kind of a few stray external hard drives at home that you've dumped stuff from your phone onto in order to declutter your phone, and now it's time to declutter that, there's actually apps that can help you with decluttering the photos.
There's loads of them, but as simple as just using whatever software is already on your phone, even like Apple, my phone will tell me, oh, we've got a load of ones that are blurry or really, really large files it'll identify. So you can start with those ones and make a big impact.
Okay. Do you know what an inner magpie is? Somebody, listener texted
me
51551 says, ask her, that's you, ask her, please, how do you kill the, your inner magpie?
I think I never want to change anyone that I work with.
What is an inner magpie?
It's the people who are attracted to the lovely, shiny things. Sometimes it's observing yourself and going, you know what, I really love my books, so let's put a bit of effort into holding on to the books. But the things that don't spark joy as such, maybe we'll declutter those. But I would never say to anyone to completely change themselves, but just to maybe put some gentle limits on what they have so they can live more functionally.
Okay, I'm being told by the producer here that we had a discussion about this before, and apparently I tick a number of magpie boxes.
Oh dear.
So once you're decluttering in January, do you kind of need to make a bit of a resolution about accumulation over the coming 12 months so you don't have to do it all over again?
Yeah, exactly. You can call it a resolution, you can call it the clear house project, give it a fun name. But yes, if you're getting rid of things, your life continues. Paper's still coming in the door. There's a sale on, you bring things home. You do that fun run and you come home with the bag of random stuff that's branded that you never use again.
You go to the charity shop with 5 items to donate and you come back with 10 because you saw a few good books.
I will fall prey to that one in particular, yes. So it is, it's observing, and it's that little nudge inside you to go, you know what? I have something like that at home. Sometimes what I do is I take a photo of it, because sometimes it's just go acknowledging and sending to your friend, look at this really cool thing. And sometimes I actually do that on my Instagram. Here are photos of things I wanted to buy and didn't.
Oh,
so kind of like give yourself a little bit of that fun experience without having to fill your house with it.
Where do you stand on junk drawers?
I think there's definitely a function for at least maybe one junk drawer. But if all of your drawers are non-functional and hard to find things, they're not serving you. And if you're trying to address a junk drawer, often just tipping it out and sorting it into piles is a great place to start. Like, how many pens do I actually need in here? Or, oh, I actually have loads of blue tack. And then if you could get some tiny little, you might have some spare Tupperware things hanging around, and sort those into little containers, you're winning. You still have the function without the mess.
Okay, a couple of short questions for you here. Somebody looking for good storage boxes for Lego. Any in particular?
I'm always a fan of anything transparent. And if you have Lego and it's kids, anything that's easy to wipe, so like transparent plastic box. I'm a big fan of Mr. Price, actually, for a good cheap box.
Loads of free cycle opportunities, says one listener. If you're giving away to someone specific, look up your local free cycle or acts of kindness on Facebook. If you don't have social media or don't want to use this, look up trashnothing.com. Have you heard of trashnothing.com?
Yeah, it rings a bell, absolutely.
Okay. And how to reuse, and somebody else wants to know how to reuse or recycle old duvets. That's a tricky one. None of the recycling centres really want them, do they?
No, I think that will be kind of textile recycling. So there are those beside the road clothing collection points. Sometimes they will take things for recycling as well. I definitely know there is a mattress recycling. There's specific places, but it could just be your local dump, your refuse centre that'll take that.
Okay, apparently some dogs' shelters take bedding as well.
And towels, yeah.
You are a professional declutterer. So what kind of people do you have? People who hire a professional declutterer may be already into decluttering. There are other people out there who have not been reached yet. So what does a professional declutterer do? Is it by necessity or is it by desire that people contact you?
It's a bit of both. Generally, people who come to me are at the point where they are ready to tackle it. They might be a little bit anxious and apprehensive, but there's not one kind of person I've helped. People who are dealing with a chronic illness or people who have small kids and things are chaos and they just want to function better. And sometimes people gift a voucher and then they get started and they realise, actually, this is quite helpful. So it's not any one demographic. It's more of a, I want to make a change and I'm finding it hard. It's like someone hiring a plumber and they don't know how to plumb. We haven't really been taught in our society how to let go of things, more how to accumulate. Okay. That's what they're interested in.
So you happily lay waste to people's possessions if they want to give you a shout. Okay, thanks very much for that, Susie Kell, Decluttering Coach. We're back in a minute.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.